I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. Disproportionate share funds or DSH funds are paid to hospitals to help subsidize the care of low-income patients. The federal government distributes its DSH allotments to states, and states then distribute the funds to qualifying hospitals for costs not covered by private insurance and shortfalls in reimbursement by Medicare, Medicaid, and other health insurance. Eligibility for DSH payments involves a complex formula with many variables and calculations. However, at the end of the day, no hospital's DSH payments can exceed the cost of treating Medicaid and uninsured patients. In other words, these payments aren't designed to help hospitals turn a profit. DSH funding, which began in 1981, was originally intended to pay hospitals for what was expected to be higher cost of care for low-income patients. Medicaid patient costs are about 10% higher than those of other patients. But the program has since evolved to one that offsets uncompensated care by hospitals. These funds were scheduled to be cut because the Affordable Care Act would significantly lower the percentage of uninsured Americans. However, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states could opt out of Medicaid expansion, which Texas has chosen to do. These payments are a vital part of the patchwork of funding that keeps hospital doors open. Without these funds, the future of some community and rural Texas hospitals may be imperiled. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.